Okay, everything is unpacked and it's put away all nicely, but it is still freezing, so how is the fireplace going? I'm sorry that you had to go out to the shed just to get wood for it, but I think we can both agree that it'll be so much better in here with the fire going. And on that note, the hot chocolate should be almost done as well, so that should help warm us up too. How many marshmallows did you want? Surprised you. Okay, famous last words. I would never dump the entire bag in. That would just be a waste of marshmallows, and I am not about that life. Especially since I enjoy them way more than you do. Excuse you. I did not eat half of the bag on the drive up. I only ate a third of them. Get it right. They're just so yummy. You know, I think it really was a great idea to come up here for our Christmas weekend. After all, this is where it all started for us. Officially, I mean. Yes, the privacy is definitely an added bonus. Especially since your cousin has been staying with you for what feels like forever. Oh, I forgot how pretty it is out here during the winter. Do your neighbors even have Christmas lights up and everything? It's so beautiful. You would think so, but no, the lake is not frozen over. I mean, it might be in some areas, but for the most part, it's just super cold and has ice in it. I do not recommend going out for a swim. What? Oh, nothing. I can't get over it. Just the fact that this is where everything started. Seems like yesterday we were dancing together while everyone was outside. Who knew that a single afternoon can change everything in the best possible way? Oh, look, it's starting to snow again. Quick, turn the porch light on. See, now that is just beautiful. Also, the hot chocolate is all done, and you are still coming to the rescue of the fire. Here you go. Yes, 6 marshmallows. Although, don't be too jealous, but I have 8. No, I'm not that adorable. But if you insist. Okay, don't mind me. I'm just gonna squeeze in real close to you. What do you mean, why? I'm still cold, and I feel like cuddling up with you. You're the one who's always so comfy. You know, this is the first time we've been here all alone. Like, all the other times we've been here this year, it's been with friends. It's nice having it to ourselves, you know? Yeah. It's almost like we're experiencing what it's like to have a home together. Wait, no, sorry, that... is that weird? I feel like that's a weird thing to say. It's probably weird. I'm sorry. Are you sure? Because you don't have to say it's not just to make me feel better. I promise you don't. Okay, but only if you're certain. No? What's missing? Yeah, the Christmas tree would definitely make it feel more holiday-like, but unfortunately, we just have the 2 days up here before you go and you leave me forever. And, oh, I know, it's only a few days. I'm being dramatic. It happens on occasion. You're so warm and cozy. I could stay here forever. Careful. I may just take you up on that offer, and then you'll regret saying such a thing. Never. I mean, if you say so. Ooh, hold on. I have an idea. It's actually a perfect idea. I am just putting on some music. Should be here somewhere. I am looking for this CD. on the shelf, and it's filled with, like, old Christmas music, you know, like Judy Garland, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, singers like that. There it is. Okay, just a moment while I get this all set up. What? Oh, this means we have to dance. Is that your attempt at asking me to dance with you? Maybe. Okay. Well, you know, I don't believe we've properly slow danced before. Are you sure you know what you're doing? As long as you think so, then I will happily dance with you. You're making this weekend even more memorable, aren't you? Dancing to Nat King Cole, just, oh, it feels magical. Especially with my head rested against your chest like this. Yeah, I thought cuddling with you was something I could do forever, but then we wouldn't really get to do this, now would we? And I happen to like this quite a bit. Are you sure you have to go out of town for the holiday? I know that is such a stupid question, because of course you do, but I don't know, I'm just gonna miss you so much. You gonna miss me? Well, I mean, yeah, I am just a little bit crazy, but that's something you should already be well aware of. I know that you're gonna miss me, but it's just nice to hear it, you know? I love you. You know that, right? Good. Glad you do. I want to do everything with you. You know that? Yeah. Everything. I can't imagine feeling this way with anyone else. Is that strange? I mean, I don't think it is, because I fully believe that what we have is special, but I don't know. Saying that out loud feels strange. You wanting the same thing makes me so happy. And look, I know that it's only 4 days, but we've spent every single holiday together this year, even before we got together and we were still just friends, so missing out on this one just feels wrong in a way. And based on the way you just pulled me closer against you, one can assume that you happen to feel the same way. At least we have these 2 days. I know, at least for me, it means the world. Means as much to you. Even though the drive up here was a complete mess. You're too sweet for your own good. And who knows, maybe next year will be different. I just mean that, for all we know, we could be celebrating the holidays together by seeing both of our families. I don't know, that just sounds ideal. Especially since we've already met each other's families and all, but I think spending the holidays together like that seems official in, like, a completely different way. Like, a whole other level that we've yet to reach. And it's as though I can feel us getting closer to that, you know? That's all you want? Really? I mean, you have to want more than that. Okay, but more time with me. That's okay. It's a little cheesy, but I'll accept it, okay? Yeah, I'll accept it. I cannot believe he just dipped me like that. Look at you being all smooth and romantic. See? Background music is always a good idea when it comes to alone time for us. Just makes everything better with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. I fully believe that. I mean, think of all these special moments that we've had where we've basically had a soundtrack following us around during those moments. See? I can be right on occasion. Not all the time, but sometimes. I love you. So much. What? What is it? You're looking at me all funny. I don't know, it's just different than usual. It's like you got all starry-eyed. It's cute, and I definitely recommend you look at me like that more often because it just makes me want to kiss you even more. So, are you ready to sit back down and open presents? Oh, absolutely. Someone's excited. Okay, are you excited for your present, or did you just get me something that good? Because I bet you that I'm going to outgift you. Just you wait and see. Oh, you know, you definitely have to go first because I have to see your reaction. Okay, sit down and let me get the box. Yes, the huge box. The box that is bigger than my head. Although, to be fair, it does have more than one present in it. Yeah, you heard me. No, I am not trying to show you up. I got a little too excited, and I couldn't decide on just one item. So, okay. Go ahead. Open it up. Right? Yeah? Yeah, the blanket is huge. But you're the one who continues to complain about how cold it gets in your apartment, so I ventured out. And I hunted down the fuzziest and the coziest blanket that I could find. You know, for the nights when I'm not there to keep you all warm. I'm glad that you love it. I even got it in your favorite color so it'll match with the rest of your bedding. What are you laughing at? Yes, so what? I did fill up jars of Christmas candy. You're the one with a massive sweet tooth, and you said that the candy cane kisses were your favorite, so of course they filled up two jars of them. Are they ridiculously large jars? Yes, absolutely. There's absolutely no denying that, but they're your favorite, and you can only get them during the holiday season, so... And would you look at that? You are already opening it up to eat some. The nerve you have of accusing me of downing half a bag of marshmallows. How dare you? Okay, hold on. Before you eat any more, finish looking at what else is in the box. Yes, there's more at the bottom. Oh, really? There's an envelope. I wonder what could possibly be in it. What is it? What did you get? See? Oh my gosh. That look on your face is everything I wanted and more. Yes. Okay, two tickets to see your favorite band. And fair warning, they are not the best seats, but they're as good as I could get given how quickly they were selling out. You told me that you've never actually seen them live. So when they announced the tour, I started saving up money to get the tickets, and the minute they went on sale, I knew immediately, this is what I had to get for you. I know, they did go on sale 4 months ago, which means I've been holding on to these for 4 months, which is why you had to open it first. What do you think? Do you like them? I am so glad, and look, obviously you can take whoever you want, but... There's no but? Meaning? Yes. Yes, I would love to go with you. If that is what you really want, then I will certainly be by your side while you fangirl it out. I should get you tickets more often if you're gonna go and kiss me like that. Okay. My turn. Go ahead. Outdo my presence. I dare you. Oh, There's only two, but I got you three. Wait, no, 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 no. I am completely joking. Please don't make that. Don't take that seriously. I didn't think you'd make a sad face. Come on. You know that I would be happy if your present was just a movie night at your place. Promise. Oh, there's that smile that I love. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. I'm opening it. What is this? Wait a second. Hold on. I've seen these online. These are the clear Spotify plaque thingamajigs. Ooh, what song did you get on it? Baby. You got it with Paradise by the Dashboard Lights? I can't even properly explain how much I love this. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. You really brought it full circle, didn't you? Oh, trust me, that memory lives with me forever, too. I just... Jeez, I can't stop looking at it. This is one of the best presents I've ever received. Thank you so much. This is definitely going up in my office shelf so I can look at it every single time I'm working. And now for a small box. Did you get me, like, a cute little necklace? Because if you did, then prepare yourself, because I will wear it every single day, because then it would just be... What is this? It's a key. But I already know where your spare key is. So, is this just to have on hand for easier access? No. Okay, what's it for then? Wait. Oh. Really? You really want me to move in with you. But isn't that too fast, or? Wait. Now you're really gonna make me cry. You can't just go and tell me that. No. No. No, 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 no. You can't say that no time with me is ever gonna be enough. No, I refuse. No. Take it back. Is this what you really want? Because I will take up an unnecessary amount of space. I don't likely annoy you with all my quirks and whatnot. I'm your future. Oh boy, okay. Okay, so, you know, I had that same thought last month. I thought that I was crazy for thinking such a thing, especially since we haven't even been dating for a year, but hearing you say that, well, it doesn't sound so crazy anymore. And a life with me is what you want, because that is a big step in nothing. Okay, fair enough. I'd say, yes, of course I'll move in with you. I would do anything with you, as long as it guarantees me that we're together. I love you so much. You know, I was certain that I was going to have the best present, but I don't even stand a chance after that. How could I win? Just to make sure, you definitely want this. I want it more than anything, too. You know, that fantasy of spending next Christmas together doesn't sound too crazy now. I wonder you took it so well with what you planned. I love you too. Forever. Always. I'm all yours. Good. I'm glad that you're mine. I don't think I can imagine a future without you in it at this point. I love you. And now I'm just gonna go back to cuddling you because I don't think I've ever felt so happy before. I feel like I'm on cloud nine. I hope I always keep you happy too. I want us to be happy together. That would be perfect and fitting for us, don't you think? I'm so happy. Just so unbelievably happy.